Well, here we go. Another edition of The Good Stuff coming up here on this local radio station. Mike and Kim along with you and reminding you about Tri-State Livestock News. If your morning cup of coffee needs a friend, well, it sounds like you need to pair it with Tri-State Livestock News, packed with insights on cattle, grains, horses, all things ag-related. Your morning routine just got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News out of Belfouche, South Dakota. Visit them online at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. I have some phone messages. You know how you call somebody and they've got some kind of
Yeah. So they're pre-recorded message. Yeah,
here's some things that you can try out. A is for academics. B is for beer. One of those reasons is why we're not here. Please leave a message. Sounds like a college student.
Maybe. Yes, I think so.
Hi, this is John. If you're the phone company, I already sent the money. If you're my parents, please send me money. If you're my financial aid institution, you didn't lend me enough money. If you are a friend, you owe me money. If you are a female, I have plenty of money. Leave your message after the beep. There Dale sits, reading a magazine. Suddenly the telephone rings. The bathroom explodes into a veritable maelstrom of toilet paper, with Dale in the middle of it, his arms windmilling at incredible speeds. Will he make it in time? Alas, no. His valiant effort is in vain. The bell hath sounded. Thou must leave a message. Hi. Now, say something. Somebody put a lot of thought into this.
No kidding.
Hi. I'm not home right now, but my answering machine is, so you can talk to it instead. Wait for the beep. Pretty simple. Hi, John's answering machine is broken. This is the refrigerator. Please speak very slowly, and I'll stick your message to myself with one of those little magnets.
I like that one.
This is not an answering machine. It's a telepathic thought recording device. After the tone, think about your name, your reason for calling, and the number where I can reach you. I'll think about returning your call. Kind of seems like they might be screening their calls.
I think so.
Hi, I'm probably home. I'm just avoiding talking with someone I don't like. Leave me a message, and if I don't call you back, it's you. Wow, that's pretty to the point.
That is.
Hi, this is George. Sorry, I can't come to the phone right now. Leave your name and number. Then wait by your phone until I call you back. You're growing tired. Your eyelids are becoming very heavy. You feel sleepy now. You are gradually losing your willpower and your ability to resist suggestions. When you hear the tone, you will feel helplessly compelled to leave your name, telephone number, and a brief message. I thought they were going to say, you'll feel like you need to bring me a pizza.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
One more of those. At the sound of the tone, you may leave a message. You have the right to remain silent. However, anything you say will be recorded and may be used by us. There's some
That's a good one.
Simple telephone messages you might want to try out on your cell phone device, or if you still have an answering machine at home somewhere.
Yeah.
What do you have to share?
Well, I'm kind of motivated. I think I'm going to pick one and add it to my phone. I have a piece called The Christian and the Atheist. Hmm. There's a little old Christian lady living next door to an atheist. Every morning, the lady comes out onto her front porch and shouts, "Praise the Lord!" The atheist yells back, "There is no God." She does this every morning with the same result. As time goes by, the lady runs into financial difficulties and has trouble buying food. She goes out onto the porch and asks God for help with groceries, then says, "Praise the Lord!" The next morning, she goes out onto the porch and there's the groceries she asked for. And of course, she shouts, "Praise the Lord." The atheist jumps out from behind a bush and says, "Ha, I bought those groceries. There is no God." The lady looks at him and smiles. She shouts, "Praise the Lord. Not only did you provide for me, Lord, you made Satan pay for the groceries."
All right. I've got a couple more of those cosmic laws to share with you today.
Oh, good.
Law of physical surfaces. The chances of an open-faced jelly sandwich landing face down on a floor are directly correlated to how clean the floor is. And one more. The doctor's law. If you don't feel well, make an appointment to go to the doctor. By the time you get there, you'll feel better. But don't make an appointment, and thou shalt remain sick.
Yeah. Do you ever have that happen where you feel so bad and you get a doctor's appointment and you're darn near cured by the time you get there? Hey, guess what's coming up? There's going to be a total solar eclipse. We're going to talk a little bit about that coming up in future shows.
All right. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.